Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer. Right now, new customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down $5 on the NBA. Win or lose, like, it doesn't matter. You start the season with an instant dub. And always remember, the DraftKings parlays, everyone's got a shot at even bigger basketball wins. So string together multiple bets in the same game or build a parlay across multiple games for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Bottom line is, basketball is more fun when you're in on the action. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code TBOB, T-B-O-B. New customers get $200 in bonus bets instantly for betting just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code TBOB, T-B-O-B. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for a problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 or older, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another gambling episode of Snaps with our guy Colin Wilson from the Big Bets on Campus podcast. Colin's from the Action Network, and my man's has been on fire lately, guys. I hope you have been playing his picks, because I have been, and I've just watched my DraftKings nut build over time. It's been great. It's been like really nice and fun. In fact, I started a new thing where whatever my normal unit size is for my bets, I'll still do that. For Collins, I nearly triple it. Mm-hmm. And again, I know Collins is going to say, well, you know, these things ebb and flow and blah, blah, blah. Well, right now we're on a fucking, you know, we're flowing. We're feeling good. And so I'm going to keep riding this thing until it doesn't anymore. Colin, what's up, man? How are we feeling today?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's been a very good winning streak. That 2-12 is coming. Be careful. Yeah. It's coming. So hopefully I'm invited back. But it always happens. There's one weekend where it's a complete breakdown. Nothing happens. It hasn't happened yet. So we'll see how we go here.
What do you do? How do you, as someone who is, this is quite literally your livelihood, like this is what you do, how do you interpret, appease what are your relationship with the math gods? Like things like the law of averages, like the fact that, like you said, that 2 and 12 is always waiting to jerk you back down to earth. How do you live with that? How do you deal with that?
The difference between a professional gambler and a regular gambler is hitting 56 out of 100 versus hitting 50 out of 100. It's literally like 6 games out of 100. And that's the difference between a professional gambler and a recreational gambler. So when you have one of those weekends, it's important that you don't go into the following week with a lot of PTSD and be like, well, I can't bet Syracuse. They've been blown out 3 straight. Or like, you just, you can't let a lot of noise get into your head. You follow the math. If you trust your process that you've built and it works, stick to it. That 2 and 12 will get turned around when it comes.
Well, and to be fair, I've seen just a little snippet of Colin's math and system that he has created, and it's awesome, y'all. It is so cool. It's easy to read. It's very good. It's what told us that Ole Miss was going to win, actually, and we, you know, ignored it, but hey, there you go. All right, so today we're going to do 3 games. We got Colin's best 2 plays. Let's start Oregon-Utah. A fascinating game we broke down on yesterday's show. What's the gambling angle here, Colin?
I'm going to get real surgical in this one. I think Oregon wins this game by 2 or 3 points, which means you should take Utah and the 6.5. I think you can buy it up to 7 if you want. But this is just too many points to go into Rice Eccles. And when you go up, I mean, these are the two best teams in the Pac-12. They've won the last 4 championships out of this conference. Huh. When you look at it, I mean, like, Utah has an offense now. They converted a defensive back. He's now a wide receiver. He's a running back. Bryson Barnes, the pig farmer, is all of a sudden throwing downfield. Utah runs a heavy amount of inside zone. That's an area that Oregon is going to struggle to contain them. And then on the other side, there's just nothing you can say about Oregon that's bad from an offensive standpoint. Bo Nix should absolutely be getting talk about the Heisman. This team should be talk about national titles because they have the easiest path of everybody coming out. I mean, they host USC. I'm not worried about that. They host Oregon State. Thank God it's not at Corvallis. If they can get through this game, Oregon's a real national title contender. So there's 2 bets in this game. Utah +7. It's way too many points at home in Rice-Eccles. And a national championship future at 30-1 to Oregon, because that schedule is cake from here on out. And you're going to get Washington a rematch in Las Vegas on a fast turf. I'll take it. Give me Oregon to win the national title. Give me Utah in this game +7.
Whoa, I did not know we were getting a natty prediction out of a week 8 Oregon-Utah game. Let's fucking go, boys.
Good. How much does – you talk about the offense for Utah and hitting their stride somewhat. I love the use of you know, Vita, the number 28 guy, and then, you know, the passing game and the Wildcat. But like, you're going against USC's defense last week. Yeah. Like, how much do you take that into account of, like, yeah, they're getting going offensively, but it was also against the USC defense that T-Bob and I talked about yesterday. Like, if I need to feel good about life, like, yeah, I want to face USC's defense too.
Yeah, I think I put out a tweet last week after the game. I said, list of offenses dying to play USC, Arkansas, Iowa, like everybody would love to play that defense. I think really you take away from the point total. Like, you don't want to get wrapped up in thinking Utah is this great offense right now. You know, 60 points a game in a Utah game, it's just not going to happen very often. So don't get wrapped up with how many points were scored. Just realize that it's more of a product of how bad USC's secondary is and the fact that they can't tackle anybody. Yep. Oregon has a much better defense. So it's a one-off. It doesn't make me think Utah is a national power all of a sudden, but USC's defense makes everybody look good.
No, they do. Yeah. They really do. All right. I want to go to a game that I'm very familiar with, Georgia versus Florida down there in Jacksonville. I think Georgia's a 14.5-point spread favorite right now on DraftKings. How do you have this game playing out?
Well, I feel like the three of us have talked about this a couple times. I can't remember what's been recorded at this point, but I think the Georgia offense is going to be a lot more explosive. They're going to leave 12. They're going to go to 11. That's going to give Ra-Ra Thomas, Ladd McConkey, and Marcus Jack Saint a whole bunch of more balls to look at in space. But really, this comes down to, if you're playing college fantasy, you're going to want to look at Dominic Lovett. He's the one that runs in the slot. He's the one that's going to get more targets. And this makes Carson Beck a little bit more explosive. When you look at what Florida runs, they run a cover 3. Carson Beck has faced that 141 times this season for 141 snaps. He has a high success rate and a high explosiveness against cover 3. He's 9-1 big time throws, turnover worthy plays and passing attempts over 20 yards. So yes, I think the wideouts are going to get more exposure, and we're going to see the strength of Carson Beck's arm and how accurate that he's been now that Brock Bowers isn't there. When you go to the other side, like Graham Mertz, like, are we believing in this? I kind of do. I mean, they have a great success rate. They're 12th and on target ball, which means Graham Mertz is hitting people in stride. He's hitting them in the numbers. They don't have to adjust. But there's one stat that I just can't get over in this game, because the bet is Georgia. The bet is Georgia. Let's just put that out there. But Georgia is fifth in first down defense. That makes you think Florida is going to be behind the chains. Well, Florida is actually almost dead last in average distance to go in third downs, like 8.3 yards. You don't want to be there against Georgia. You don't want to have 9 yards to go in third downs. So give me Georgia. They cover the spread. And I said this before, I'll say it again. This is the time of year where Georgia goes from a pretty good team to off the charts. And that's what's going to happen here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, that I think this is the beginning of the end for Florida. We're going to look up and see a 7-5 team by year's end. Next up, we go back to the Pac-12, Colorado at UCLA. We said it on yesterday's show, Colin, just a classic Chip Kelly team here, winning with dominant defense. We've seen it all of Chip Kelly's career. How do you score this one? What's the best bet?
Well, we're probably going to get Dante Moore here, and I think that that is the product of what the Colorado defense is. The Colorado defense doesn't create a lot of havoc. They don't swat a lot of passes down. If we get a pick six here and Dante Moore in prime time, then fine, whatever. I doubt we're going to see that. But Dante Moore has the highest ceiling of any quarterback out of Garbers, out of Colin Schley. He is the best one. He has the best deep ball. When you look at his passes, just over 20 yards alone, he has one of the best efficiency rates in the country. And I know everybody's brain is just focused on those pick sixes that look so bad. But, you know, the Bruins are top 20 in pass explosives, and Colorado is 126 in defending that. I took UCLA team total over 40.5. They are on fire right now. I think Dante Moore has zero issues with that Colorado secondary. And by the way, the Buffaloes only play in shootouts. So let's just focus on the UCLA points and say, give me over 40.5.
So are you pretty confident that he's a starting quarterback? Because I was talking yesterday, and I know Kelly said that he has made a decision. I think the other kid's better for the team this year based on what I saw last week.
It feels like what happened with DTR, right? DTR came in 5 years ago with all this hoopla, and we got to give him enough playing time so he doesn't transfer out. Or, I mean, the transfer rules were different back then, but we can't lose Dante Moore. He is the future, but he's a freshman. He's very green. He throws a lot of pick sixes, but he has a higher ceiling than all of them. So this is a non-conversation when we get to the offseason. Dante Moore is going to be the quarterback until he goes to the NFL. But right now, it's a balancing act, where last week he said Dante had some injury concerns and he only wanted to put him in the fourth quarter. I think Chip Kelly has just been playing the media. Like, I don't think anybody really knows what Chip Kelly wants to do with his quarterbacks, but he has to give Dante more playing time or he could lose him in the portal.
Before we get into, so UCLA team total over 40.5 to play here. God, see, that's why I love you, Colin. That seems crazy to me. Like, I mean, Colorado's defense is awful, but I don't think I've ever bet a single team over 40.5. I mean, I'm used to betting these Iowa under 31s for the entire game, but that's how you know Colin's onto something. Colin, before you get into your best two plays of the weekend, you are a Razorback to your core.
Yeah.
Wow. Last week was something. Huh.
Well, Dan Enos has been fired, right?
Yeah, T-Bob.
I just got to know how Colin's feeling, dude. Lives in Fayetteville. He's a credentialed member of the Arkansas media. His everything he's done in life has led him back to his beloved Razorbacks, and against a god awful Mississippi State defense. Yeah. Dan Enos is so bad, he somehow puts up 3 points.
It's crickets up in that press box. It's pretty much crickets up in that press box, you know. But the thing is, I don't want to get too far deep into this. I said this on our BBOC podcast. I've lived through the plague. I've lived through Houston Nutt, John L. Smith, Bobby Petrino. We lost to the Citadel in 1992 when I was, and playing junior high football. I mean, listen, there's some age right there for you. But I'm telling you, I've been through the plague with this team. We're going to be okay. We'll make it through this.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, you can't hurt me. I've come up in this game. Like, it's just an old friend stopping by once again. Yep. All right, let's get into your best two plays of the weekend, Colin. Where are we going?
BYU is still hovering over 17. We all know that Quinn Ewers has an AC joint sprain. He's going to be gone for a while. That is going to be a huge deterrent for this Texas offense having to go to Malik Murphy. I cannot verify it. There are whispers out there that have said that Malik Murphy right now is dealing with a lower back issue, and their Arch is going to play a lot more in this game than he should have. Ooh. Yeah, that. Now, I'm not saying this is official.
I'm
saying I've got people that are at Texas practices telling me that Malik Murphy's dealing with a back issue. So that tells me that we're going to have a real fact-finding, like, quarterback position battle here, and I'm not exactly sure Texas is going to blow these guys away. So I'm taking BYU a plus 7. That is not public either. So like this number is going to sink. If people find that out, it won't be 17.5. It'll be 16.5, 16, 15.
So hop on it now.
Yeah, you know how it works. You hear this. Yeah, let's just say that, the source that told me that probably doesn't want to be revealed. It's sort of like a Harbaugh sending a guy into the stands kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the entire college football media is going to react very rationally to Arch Manning playing time on Saturday. I doubt we'll even talk about it come Monday.
I know. I'm sure there'll be nothing about it. Neither is his card market, which I buy his Bowman Chromes all the time. Hopefully he'll pay off.
Oh, you son of a bitch. So you're a card man as well.
Yeah. So the other one, let's go off the beaten track. Let's do Troy, Arkansas State on the over. This Texas State.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. We got to do the Texas State Troy. Sorry, wrong game. Over. And the Texas State, both of these teams want to run like 21 seconds per play. Both of them have explosive offenses. Just go ahead and lay the over there in the Sun Belt. You'll be good.
Yeah. Former LSU great TJ Finley. Ballish.
Former Auburn great.
Auburn great. It's a sign of the times, dude.
And backup quarterback Malik Hornsby, who couldn't get any playing time at Arkansas. So,
that's who played last year in the LSU game.
He was the
right?
backup.
When Harold Perkins was just killing. I mean, him. it was a bad matchup.
But Malik Hornsby could never hold on to the ball, which is he came from the track team and he was on like what is it, the relay? He couldn't hold on to the baton either. So I don't know why we thought he could carry the ball. So.
Hey, Arkansas track's badass though, dude.
They are.
Track's like one of the most legendary programs of all time. I do know that.
It's 45 national championships, yep.
Colin Wilson is one of my most legendary favorite people to talk to every week, all time. Oh, and I wanted to say too, except my brain's not working today because I'm 90 and I have shingles. But on that UGA game, Colin's quarterback versus coverage breakdowns have been very indicative of how things have gone thus far this year. So if you're a Georgia fan, you should be ecstatic hearing that going into the cocktail party this weekend. Colin, thank you so much, man. It's a Big Bets on Campus podcast. If you want more Colin, you can catch his work at the Action Network as well. He is the best. Colin, thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to run through those bets actually one more time real quick. So Colin says Oregon plus 6.5, tease it up to 7. National championship future on the Ducks as well. In the Florida-Georgia game, minus 14.5 likes Georgia to cover that. And then in Colorado, UCLA, the UCLA team over of 40.5. BYU, Texas, he likes BYU plus 17, and he likes the Texas State and Troy over. That is it for another gambling episode of Snaps. Aaron, hey, great job on the call last night, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Great game. A lot of fun.
You did very well. A lot of fun. Can't believe they won. You know, I didn't think they would, and then they
did. Neither
did I. What are you going to do? I'll see you tomorrow for a little Saturday Snaps at some point during the day as we hammer out the details. But you're the best. Thank you. And a huge thank you to Pat Gunther, Chris Tran, Adam Gracia, Ryan Brumley, Danny Cardenas, everybody on the Snaps team here. We love you. And please like, subscribe, rate, review the pod wherever you listen. And we'll see you later for some more Snaps.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics,
Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.